Hello from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It's a Wednesday, November 26th. And here's a look at some of the stories making news right now. Barack Obama is going back to the future for advice on fixing the faltering economy. President-elect has appointed a familiar face to his economic recovery team. The president-elect named former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker to lead a new economic recovery board. The announcement came during the president-elect's third news conference this week. He said he would name other members of the board soon. The FBI now looking into the possibility that Al-Qaeda is planning an attack on New York's subway system. The FBI says it received a, quote, plausible but unsubstantiated report. The terrorists would like to carry out an attack sometime during the holiday season. Authorities say they can't confirm if the plot has progressed beyond the planning stage. For many of you, it's time to simply hit the road and get caught in this traffic for Thanksgiving. Today is one of the busiest travel days of the year. AAA says the highways are going to be packed. Airports will be busy, not like usual, however. AAA expects a 7% drop from last year. Analysts blame that on the bad economy, higher airfares, and fewer flights. The Food and Drug Administration says a single sample of infant formula in the U.S. has tested positive for trace amounts of the contaminant melamine. The Food and Drug Administration won't say yet who made it. It does say a check of all licensed American baby formula makers shows that they don't get any of their materials from China. Contaminated Chinese formula killed some babies and sickened thousands of them. Some encouraging news in the fight against cancer. A report says new cases were down between 2001 and 2005 by close to 2% a year in men and by about a half percent a year in women. Doctors are crediting early detection and better treatment. They also say a slowing economy could stall progress since many people may lose their health insurance. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news of today.